Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Plan for Fitness Talk Show. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from Palm Beach County, Florida. It's a beautiful day. It's hot, hot, hot. It's already summertime. Just wonderful, bright, sunny weather. I'm enjoying myself and having a nice time with friends, enjoying the outdoors. I'm waiting for a guest to call in. I have a special show planned. It's Monday, May 11th, 2015, and this is the Plan for Fitness Talk Show. Our topics of subject are health and wellness, community outreach, public awareness. We do announcements for animal cruelty, 501c3 organizations, any charity events. So it's just a pleasure being here with you tonight on a Sunday evening at 6:30. And the topic for tonight is somebody I met recently. He's quite an interesting young man. He was a victim. He was a victim almost of a mugging. And actually that's what happened. We're here in South Florida in Palm Beach County. And, you know, it's interesting to meet somebody that has so much gratitude and inspiration when something terrible has happened to them. This gentleman was on his way to the convenience store. He was 25 years old. And two gentlemen attacked him. And this is what happened. And his whole life changed. His whole life changed. And he went into a coma, and now he's come out of it. He was in the coma for 3 months, has three small children, and he had to learn to walk again. And, you know, his story he was telling me was amazing. Every day I see him, he's my neighbor, he's got a big smile on his face. I says, wow, this is amazing, you know. And I know he's waiting to call in. I wish we could call him here. That's in the screening room. But what an inspiration for me to meet him and to always have a smile on his face. So, again, he lost 3 months of his life. Two people brutally attacked him, took his wallet, whatever money he had in there. He doesn't remember anything. He remembers going to the hospital. And so that's really something that he shared with me, and I wanted to bring it to the air, is, you know, be aware these things happen. And he's a pretty thick fella. It looks like he can take care of himself, but when you're jumped and basically pummeled, you know, it almost took his life. And so the message he shared with me was, you know what, I'm just grateful. I said, good for you. You did PT, you did OT, you did speech therapy. He learned how to talk again. And I wish he was on the line. I know he's very close within my reach. But his name is James, and he really very much inspired me to do this show tonight. Again, a victim of a crime. You know, these two people jumped him and hurt him and almost killed him. Could have paralyzed him. I mean, when you're in the coma, definitely you're 86 out of energy. But I wanted to report on this, and I feel like it's something to learn from, very much so, with how we come out of situations, how we really come out, what we can survive. Let me just see if I can go trash down our guest and do it old school. Again, I'm Deborah Vidala, the host of Plan for Fitness Talk Show, broadcasting live from Palm Beach County, Florida, in the city of Lake Worth, Florida. And it's been a pleasure to meet this young man. I have to go get my guest. He's in there and he's not coming through. Stand by. Hello? Well, but that's okay. We'll get him on the line. We're not sure what happened with that. Again, we're reporting live from Palm Beach. I need you. Oh, what do you do? Yeah. Okay, well, come with me. Ladies and gentlemen, we have James calling in from Lake Worth, Florida. James is a survivor of a near fatal attack, a brutal attack in Palm Beach County in Riviera Beach, and he's here to tell his story. And so, let's see here. I don't have him. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put James on the line, and I want him to tell his story. James, I want you to talk to the listeners.
How you doing? My name's James. I'm here to tell you a story about a traumatic thing that happened to me. Yeah, it changed my life. You know, I was out there on the streets heavy before, and it just made me realize, you know, how life is. You know, I was in a coma, you know. It really changed me because I never figured that I will ever, you know, learn different things in my life. You know, either you got drug problems or anything, all of it's the same. And I just want to give a message on, no matter how bad it is, just keep fighting the fight. And never let go. You never let the devil take your hand. And, I had not talked again, man. My jaw's been hurting me for the last couple of days. I'm just still fighting, so, and I'm just blessed to be alive. And let me see, you know, anything else I want to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, we had a crazy connection. We're so close in distance. And on the switchboard, I don't see my guest calling in, but we are live calling in from Palm Beach County, Florida, in the city of Lake Worth. James is a special guest. He survived in this attack. Anything, this can happen to anybody. Walk into the store for milk, walk into the store for something, cat food, dog food, whatever. And you can be approached and you can be hurt. And you don't know how it's going to turn out. So this young man is really, you know, Goodwill Industries. I'm going to give a shout out to them, you know, just for being good to people in need and helping them start off again in his own place. And he's a father of three young children. supportive lady. And, you know, he's just striving. He's striving, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what the message is today. When I met James, and that's why I wanted to do the show tonight, he has a little power, he has a lot of a powerful energy to him. And so I asked him, you know, James, when you were in the coma, did you have any experience in the coma that I know the listeners want to know?
Yes. Experiences, you like, you know, I was seeing different things. I know for sure, you know, God really saved me, man, because I went to. They put them, those things on my neck, and oof, I just went to. You know, and that's not the one thing. You know, and whew, man, every time I talk to him, it's real. Wow. He's telling him to stop. Oh, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a good message, a strong message. You know, a lot with Lane for Fitness, it's a spiritual message. It's a spiritual message, and that is wellness. You know, going to the park with his family, just to be able to do that, to survive, to come out of the coma with no paralysis. This guy can walk around pretty good. He's in good shape. You know, got a positive attitude, and that right there is a blessing. So we certainly want to thank James for coming on the air and look forward to having another show with you again for a private report. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Plan for Fitness. We're signing off for this evening. You have a wonderful night, and we'll see you next Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Thanks for tuning in.